This is Neil Treyette looking at the law. Coming up, headlong, short case. This is Neil Treyette looking at the law. Here's a heads up for you. Diving heads down can be very dangerous. Joseph decided to go swim in an in-ground pool owned by his grandparents, a pool that had shallow and deep ends with no markings. The court pointed out this wasn't the first time Joseph had been at this pool, and on this particular evening, he saw people dive into the pool from the deep end and also saw a few dive into the shallow end, performing a flat racing dive with arms stretched out so they would glide just beneath the surface. Joseph tried a racing dive, but things didn't go exactly as planned. He entered the water at too steep an angle and struck his head on the pool bottom, breaking his neck. He was paralyzed and sued his grandparents, but the court held these landowners are not liable because of something called the open and dangerous rule, that landowners are relieved of duty to warn about open and obvious dangers because the law presumes a reasonable person would not take a risk in the face of a blatant hazard, that a person of average intelligence would not dive headfirst into the shallow end of a swimming pool. So in the end, the court held that Joseph's case simply did not hold water. This is Neil Treyette looking at the law.